It's just after sunset outside Milwaukee County's Ware Nature Center, and about 30 people surround naturalist Howard April.
Okay, folks, so let me show you what we have here.
April is holding a small yellow electronic device that's a bat detector. He explains how it works.
This is the part that actually picks up the ultrasonic locations, ultrasonic calls of the bats, the calls that we cannot hear that are beyond the human range of frequency. You see the red dot, the flashing light there? That is a GPS, which is connected to a PDA. Oh, and it just picked up a bat.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, if you take a look at the screen, what will happen is the sonogram will actually be displayed on the screen here.
April says bat experts can look at the graph of a call and determine which bat species have been detected, much the way birders can identify specific bird calls. April then leads the group on about a 2-mile walk to listen and look for more bats. For minutes on this warm but pleasant night, the bat detector is quiet. But then, as bats are flying around and likely chasing airborne insects, the device gets noisy again.
Oh, listen. Look up. There it is. There it is. There's the bat. Do you see the bat? It flew right overhead. The bat just flew right overhead, and you can actually see, you actually saw it. Oh, there he is, directly above. Directly above.
The annual Bat Night at Ware Nature Center also includes Humane Society workers holding some live bats for people to see up close, and a short talk by April about myths and truths about bats. One of the realities is that the fungus that causes the bat-killing white nose syndrome is at least as close as eastern Iowa. DNR cave and mine specialist Jennifer Scher-Riddell says many volunteers are out this summer doing both acoustic monitoring of bats and tracking their homes or roosts, including at places like Devil's Lake State Park. Scher-Riddell says there's still a lot scientists don't know about bats in Wisconsin.
We don't know exactly which species we have here and where they're located, and so we can't be everywhere at once. But our hope is that by getting the public involved, we can have folks scatter out across the state and gather far more data than we would be able to on our own.
Data that could play a role as the state tries to combat white nose syndrome.
And as the disease enters the state, depending on where and when and how the disease arrives, we have a number of management options that we'll be looking at. And having that baseline data is really important in helping us decide what to do.
Racine County resident Melissa Warner has been a volunteer bat monitor for about 4 years. She says it's vital to help Wisconsin bats.
From a personal point of view, they keep the mosquitoes in my backyard down. And they also, other kinds of bats in other areas, the ones in our areas are all insect eaters, but some of them are pollinators, they're fruit eaters, so they spread seed, they spread the pollen. They're just an intricate part of the ecosystem wherever they are. And, you know, you pluck at one thing out of that ecosystem and you find it's connected to everything else.
Whether white nose syndrome becomes a major problem in Wisconsin may not be known until at least this winter, when bats gather in caves and potentially spread the fungus from bat to bat. But the summertime work done by naturalists and volunteers may shape how humans respond to any outbreak. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.